You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Youth Critic Reacts. I am Kale Smith, and today I am going to be reviewing King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Now, this movie does not come out for another 2 weeks, but I got to see an early screening of it last night at the AMC Sugarloaf Mills 18 in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And overall, the movie was generally good. I was actually generally surprised by this movie. I was talking to my friend about the movie as I was going in, and we were both just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm seeing this, like, you know, oh my god, you know, it's not gonna be that great. We've heard all the horrible, like, reviews from the test screenings and about the, you know, numerous delays and release dates, but now that it's finally here, we can all finally, well, for you guys, you got a couple more weeks, but for me, I got to see it. And overall, I think it's actually genuinely a good movie. I think it's actually pretty good. The highlight of this movie is Guy Ritchie himself, the director. He directs the living hell out of this movie because this movie visually is impressive. It's almost very much a, you know, it's almost like, you know, stylistically a video game, like a really high definition, 60 frames per second, 4K video game movie where, you know, where stylistically, if, you know, it just feels very, very stylistic, very heightened. A lot of the CGI, it looks very CGI, but it works into the narrative, especially in how it's used. So generally, I enjoyed this movie quite a bit. Some of the things I enjoyed about it was the visual style. I did like the direction they went, especially with the use of CGI. And there's pretty much CGI only in, like, very noticeable CGI when it's dealing with all the magic stuff in the movie. Like, that's when it's, you know, actually when CGI is very utilized in the movie, and then everything else is very well done. They try to do it as realistic as possible. I mean, obviously they couldn't get, you know, 100, you know, story tall elephants to crash Camelot. They, you know, they had a CGI, but most of the time it's very well done. The CGI, the craftsmanship is working. Works very well. The costumes look great. Everything visually looks impressive. I'm very impressed with, you know, how Guy Ritchie's approach to the movie, and it is most certainly the most ambitious and most wide-scale King Arthur movie we've ever gotten in all of, like, King Arthur movies. And yeah, I should know a little bit about King Arthur movies because I took essentially a film literature class that was nothing but King Arthur things. So as far as the negatives go, I thought Charlie Hunnam and the girl who plays the sage, I'll pull it up in just a second, or I'll figure it out in just a second, but I thought Charlie Hunnam was pretty dull as a character. I thought he was pretty, like, one-dimensional, didn't really try that much with the character. I mean, he certainly has a very developed character on the screenplay, but when it comes to, you know, the performance, it's not, you know, he's not very good at giving, like, more emotions. Like, he very much is just macho guy for this movie. And I have to bring up this actress, but Astrid Burgess Frisbee, who plays the mage in the movie, the main, like, mage in the movie, she's, I don't know if it was written that way, but her character is super one-dimensional, and all she has to offer in this movie is a bitch face. Like, that's all, a stern bitch face in the entire film. And it really is annoying that, you know, that's all she has to give, and it's just really dull. I thought they could have done so much better with that. Other issues. I mean, there's some, you know, there's not the plot hole. There's not a lot of plot holes per se, but there's a lot of blink and you miss it, like, plot points. Like, there's a scene where the sword Excalibur is in one place, but there's no real good there's not a really good explanation. There's like one sentence explaining that the sword is there. In Excalibur at this certain location without Arthur holding it. And you just kind of have to, and it takes like a few minutes to register that, oh, that's the sword Excalibur, that this character is holding. I'm trying not to spoil the movie, but yeah, there's some plot points like that, that kind of are just like, if you blink or if you just like turn your head away, you'll miss it. And it does get annoying. And I know that'll get annoying for some audience members. And then, you know, some of the CGI animation, like when King, like in the movie, King Arthur, when he grabs Excalibur with both hands and uses it to its full force, he goes into like a fast, speedy, like in Man of Steel, like how Superman moves really fast, or like all the Kryptonian characters move really fast in Man of Steel. Like, he goes into that mode, and when the movie goes into that mode, sometimes the animation never really looks that great. It even looks sometimes like the animation that was in the motion capture animation that we would normally see in, like, Bob Zemeckis's, you know, animation movies that he did in the 2000s, like Polar Express, Beowulf, and Christmas Carol. But then again, we don't see this that much, and it doesn't really bother me that much anyway. But other than that, I thought this was a really nice visual experience. Lots of really good humor in the movie. Lots of, not just, you know, like, one-liners, but, you know, situational humor that works very, very well. And the way, you know, scenes are cut together very intricately. As far as the film goes, as far as what I think other people will think about the movie, I mean, I know some people are not going to like it just because of its style alone. Because of how it cuts and tells, you know, stories within its own narrative. Like it does in the first, like, Comic-Con trailer last year. But I know some people will get really, really annoyed by that style. But I didn't mind it at all. I actually found the humor very funny, and it actually gave the movie a lot of life. So other than that, I thought King Arthur, Legend of the Sword... Oh, by the way, there is no Legend of the Sword. That's kind of a misleading title. The Sword... There's no legend about it at all. No mention of that. It's just a subtitle. But yeah, other than that, this movie's really decent. Thought it was very well put together. I thought maybe all the reshoots and test screenings helped form the movie very well. But other than that, I thought it was a really decent movie. Thought it was very well put together. On my letterbox, I did give it 4 stars, which is essentially a B+. But I think I've had a little bit more time to think about it and think about the performances and think about how the story was executed. And I think I'm going to drop it down to like 3.5 stars on Letterboxd and go with a B rating. So I can't wait to see this again, but for all of you out there, don't rush out to see it. But I do recommend checking it out. It's still a very entertaining, very fun movie. And everyone else in the movie, like Jude Law and Diamond Hunsoon, and Aidan Gillian, like everyone else in the movie gives really good performances. The story is very predictable. It's very, you know, we've seen it before, but I mean, it's still very well executed by Guy Ritchie, like I mentioned. Other than that, I thought it was very well done. I'm giving the movie a B, and that's it for King Arthur. For some of the other movies I've seen lately, I've been kind of busy with school, and that's why you're not getting a podcast today, talking about Iron Fist, which, by the way, has just gotten worse and worse for me, so I'm taking a break from Iron Fist for a while, and I'll finish it whenever I have a chance. But yeah, some of the other films I've seen lately that are currently out, I saw Colossal, which is the Anne Hathaway monster movie. And that was actually very, very, very good. It's actually slowly climbing up to some of my favorite movies. It's right now in my top 10 movies of this year. I really thought that was very well done, and I thought it was really good. And we'll have more on that next week when I do when we do the podcast for Colossal and Free Fire. Which Free Fire, I know it's kind of leaving theaters now because it kind of bombed last weekend, or it kind of bombed. It didn't kind of bomb. It actually really, really bombed. So if you have a chance to see Free Fire this weekend, please check it out. It's a really good movie. Not as strong as Colossal, obviously, but I thought it was very well put together. And that's it for the movies I've seen. Again, I don't really care for Iron Fist. I think it's a very poor show. Not just for a Marvel show or a Netflix show. Just in general, I think it's a very poor first season. And if this was like a network or cable show, it wouldn't last no more than season one. But because this is the Netflix Marvel cinematic or Netflix Marvel television saga or universe, there's going to be more Iron Fist, and there's going to be, you know, and of course we're going to have to see him in Defenders and all that. So I mean, it's just more work the Defenders have to do if they want us to care for him in future episodes. But that's my opinion on the show. I feel like it's a very poor version of what the show should have been. You know, despite all the whitewashing, despite everything, it's just poor in all regards from what I've seen so far. And I've seen 9 episodes. So if I'm 9 episodes in and I'm still thinking this is a poor show, then yeah, it's pretty bad. That's it for the Youth Critic Reacts this week. Next week we'll have a couple podcasts. We'll have a podcast with a couple people for Colossal and Free Fire, and we'll also next week do a separate podcast about the summer movie, do our summer movie preview, and then the week after that we'll do. We'll do Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and do kind of a Marvel update, and then after that, I'm gonna start the retrospective mini series where I review pretty much all the summer movies, like the movies that came out during the summer of 1982. So if you enjoyed movies like Conan, Road Warrior, Star Trek. Star Trek The Wrath of Khan, Poltergeist, E.T., The Thing, Blade Runner, Tron, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. If you love movies like that, I'm going to be doing a mini retrospective series all throughout the summer, talking about all the movies that came out in 1982, for the exception of a couple. There's a couple movies I'm saving for. There's a couple movies that I won't review that came out in the summer of 1982 because Rocky 3, I already reviewed it on the Rocky retrospective podcast back in December. And then And then Friday 13th Part 3 in 3D came out in August of 1983. However, I'm saving that for the Friday the 13th podcast. I'm going to do either later this year or in the not so distant future. And also, I know Predator is also having a 30th anniversary this year as well, and as well as a couple other movies that came out in 1987, classic movies that came out in 1987. But I'm saving Predator for next year when we talk about it for Shane Black's The Predator. And then I just realized Austin Powers is having its 20th anniversary. Oh my God, I'm old. I'm 22 and I already feel old. We will have an Austin Powers podcast eventually. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'll talk more about dates and stuff on my Twitter feed and my podcast, which you can all find at, which you can find my Twitter at The Movie Kale and all the information on this podcast at The Youth Critic on Twitter. And please also check out KHZ Network at KHZ Network on Twitter. And as far as stuff that's in, I know for a fact there are some shows coming in the summer. I know. I can't say anything else, but there are more shows that are coming in the summer. I know it's kind of like Game of Thrones. I know it's becoming like a joke now, but the shows are coming. The shows are coming back. All your favorite shows on KHZ Network and some new ones will be coming back during the summer of the summer. So keep an eye out for that. And that is it for this show this week. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will be back with you next week with two podcasts, one for like some of the smaller films that came out in April and one for the summer movie preview. And then maybe if I see Guardians of the Galaxy in time, I might release the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 review/podcast with all of the people that I want to talk to about it. I might review it Monday the 8th. So look for that. Look for that, everyone. And we'll be back. And that is it for our show. We'll be back with you next week. Thanks, everyone.